In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we have the perfect example of how to pray. There's several things that this woman of Canaan did that we must do if we are to pray. She was not of the children of Israel. She was of a pagan land. But she knew something about Jesus. That means that she cared. That means she thought about things. Many of us who are Orthodox know very little about our faith. And yet she was not of the household of God. And she had enough intelligence to call him Son of David. Now that is a term for the Messiah. Not her Messiah yet. She was not of the household of Israel. But she knew who he was. This is one of the things that we must have when we pray. We must know who God is. And that's not something simple. We can say, oh yes, I know who God is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I say it in the creed. No, we don't know who God is. We know who God is when we become like him. That's when someone truly knows someone, when they become like them, when they emulate them. So, since God is love, and we do not love with completeness, we can't say that we know God. Since the Son of God became man and humbled himself, even to death on the cross, we can't say that we know humility, so we can't say that we know the Son of God. This woman knew him. She knew he was the Son of David, and she called him as such. So, if your prayers are to be fruitful, brothers and sisters, they must be joined with morality. They must be joined with becoming something. Becoming what God has intended us to be. And that is perfected. Because he knows that we cannot know him, we cannot bear to be in his presence, unless we struggle for perfection. So that is the first and foremost thing. If you don't try to live a moral life, your prayers are useless. There's no real point. Oh, I'm not saying stop praying. Sure, just keep praying. But don't expect God to reach out to you and answer your prayers if you are not struggling to reach out to him. And not through prayer, I mean, but through the living of your life in a Christian way. So this is the first thing you must do, is we must know God. And we can't pretend that we know God. We know that we don't fully know him. Because of our sins. So any good prayer is preceded by and accompanied with and followed by the struggle against sin. Now this woman came to Jesus with her daughter having a demon. I think a lot of people have demons today, but we don't know it. We don't see it. The demons are a little more subtle, or we're just much more foolish, and we ascribe all kinds of scientific reasons for people's behavior. In the past, people knew when people had demons. Now we're, I guess, a little smarter, or so we think. So the woman's daughter had a demon, and she wanted the daughter to be healed. She was from a benighted land, a land of paganism, a lot of demons there. And a lot of people are demonized in those lands. Of course, we shouldn't consider that our land is really much different than a pagan land. Look at the things that our society considers important. They're things the pagans considered important too. So, this woman goes to Jesus and she prays simply. She just says, Lord, have mercy. That's all. She explains very, very briefly, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. That's all. Lord, have mercy. That's all you need to do. You don't have to come up with any kind of extremely creative prayer. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to cover everything. If you're going to surgery, you don't have to pray for the nurses and the doctors and the instruments and the autoclave all to be in good working order. All you need to do is pray for God to have mercy. That's all. And that's what this woman did. The simpler your prayer is, the more powerful it will be. Because prayer now is not really, pure prayer is not from words. Pure prayer is from the soul communicating with God. And that is always done without words. That is done in a language that we do not know. In words that cannot be uttered. So keep your prayer simple and intense. So what did she do? She asked for mercy. He ignored her. Completely ignored her. And here we see another very important part of prayer that we fail in continually. And that is to be persistent. Now, not just persistent because we keep trying, but persistent even in the face of rejection. Because she was rejected by him. I'm sure that she knew he heard her. She was close enough, but he didn't even respond. So we must be persistent even when it seems as if God does not hear. Or when it takes a long time for that which we're praying for. In fact, some of the things that you pray for will take a long time, in fact a lifetime, because you should be praying for perfection. You should be praying for complete change in your soul. And that is happening moment by moment and will not hope happen all at once. So the woman is following after Jesus, calling out, "Lord, have mercy. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." And finally, the apostles are tired of it. So they say to the Lord, "Send her away, for she keeps crying after us." The Lord was waiting for this. And then he stopped. And then he said to her, or said to them, but in her hearing, "I am not sent except until the lost sheep of Israel." But she hears. And she says, "Yea, Lord." Oh, excuse me. He goes on and says, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." The dogs meaning the unwashed, the unbelievers, the pagans, those in this context that were not Jews. And what does she say? This gives us another way that we must pray. When you pray, you might be answered in a way that you don't like. Many times you'll be answered in a way that you don't like. Not only sometimes will you not hear any answer at all, but then there'll come an answer and it's not the one you wanted. So she heard herself call the dog. It appeared that he was not going to listen to her. So she told him something very profound. "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table." So she heard God's words and mixed them with humility. And God responded to her and said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it done to thee even as thou wilt." And then her daughter was healed immediately. Her daughter was healed because of her persistence, her knowledge, her humility, and her simplicity. This is the way we should pray. And this is why our prayers are so fruitless for us many times. Because we don't do one of these things. We must know God. To know God, we must live like Him. The God-man showed us how to do it. It's all in front of us. But we have to make the effort. And to know God is not only struggling in doing the commandments, but learning of the commandments. They're all in the Scripture. Every page is about Jesus Christ. Every page is about the sweet commandments of God. So we are without excuse if we do not know them. And we are without excuse if we do not struggle to follow them. This is foremost the thing that we must do if we expect the Lord to hear our prayers. But then also, to be persistent on our prayers, to continually ask the Lord for help. But simply, part of the reason why we must be simple is because it's very difficult to be persistent and to be eloquent. How are you going to do that? Over and over, come up with some new way to ask the Lord for all you need is mercy? Nah. It is better just to pray with simplicity and persistence, but in the context of struggling to live a Christian life. This woman is a great example of faith to us and should be a rebuke to us, because we don't live this way. We're of the household of God. So, by that context, by extension, we're of that household of Israel. We are the children that should have the Master's food. And yet, we live in such a way that we have very little of this food. Not that it's not given to us. It's all available. But because we don't take it. Because of the way we live and our distractions and our false priorities and our laziness and our lack of knowledge and all the rest of it. Every single one of us right now, in this room, every single one of us has something we really need, that we know we need, things that we really care about and that are vexing to us. Loved ones that need help, or something in our life that is amiss, or perhaps just a burning in our heart to know God more intimately. The only way this is achieved is by prayer such as this. Simple, persistent, knowledgeable, and humble. May God help us to pray like the woman of Canaan. Amen.